following is a broadcast of a Mass that was celebrated earlier and recorded at St. Hedwig's Parish.
The Spirit of the Lord has filled the whole world, and that which contains all things understands what is said. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
This Mass is being offered for Cyrus Pekarsky. Brothers and sisters, on this solemnity of Pentecost, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Amen.
Kyrie
eleison,
Kyrie
eleison,
Christe. Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Our first reading today for our Solemnity of Pentecost is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in their own language. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own language? Parthians and Medes, Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts, Cretans and Arabs, in our own language we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our response for the psalm today is, "Lord, send forth your Spirit and renew the face of the earth."
Lord,
send forth your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, you are very great. O Lord, how manifold are your works! The earth is full of your creatures. The response, "Lord, send forth your Spirit and renew the face of the earth." When you take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. When you send forth your Spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. The response, "Lord, send forth your Spirit and renew the face of the earth." May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. May my meditation be pleasing to him, for I rejoice in the Lord. The response, "Lord, send forth your Spirit and renew the face of the earth." Today's second reading is a reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, no one can say, "Jesus is Lord," except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. Indeed, there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into the one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Spirit, Lord divine, come from heights of heaven and shine. Come with blessed radiance bright. Come, O Father of the poor, come whose treasured gifts ensure. Come our hearts' unfailing light. Of consolers, wisest, best, and our soul's most welcome guest, sweet refreshment, sweet repose. In our labor rest most sweet, pleasant coolness in the heat, consolation in our woes. Light most blessed, shine with grace in our heart's most secret place. Fill your faithful through and through. Left without your presence here, life itself would disappear. Nothing thrives apart from you. Cleanse our soiled hearts of sin, arid souls refresh within, wounded lives to health restore. Bend the stubborn heart and will, melt the frozen, warm the chill, guide the wayward home once more. On the faithful who are true and profess their faith in you, in your sevenfold gift descend. Give us virtue's sure reward. Give us your salvation, Lord. Give us joys that never end. Alleluia.
It was evening on the day Jesus rose from the dead on the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained."
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It is indeed the solemnity of Pentecost. In the Acts of the Apostles, we hear of the disciples being gathered together all in one place on this feast of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit descends in the forms of tongues of fire. Saint Ambrose of Milan, one of the fathers of the Church, passed on to us some thoughts on flame, on this tongue of fire, one of the images of the Holy Spirit. He wrote, "When the Holy Ghost descended upon the faithful, he appeared under the image of fire. So it was when Gideon was about to defeat the Madianites and commanded his 300 men to take pitchers and to carry burning torches in the pitchers and a trumpet in their right hands. So our fathers cherished what they have received from the apostles, because our bodies are pitchers formed from the clay of the earth, which shall burn with the fire of spiritual grace and shall bear witness with the voice of confession to the passion of the Lord Jesus." These are the words of Saint Ambrose of Milan. So, flame in the context of the Holy Spirit carries the image of a battle that was victorious, a battle won. Flame also brings to mind grace that renews the spirit, inflames the spirit. Flame also signifies the courage of witnessing to the passion of Jesus Christ, a passion that was followed by the resurrection, which we have been calling to mind in the liturgy ever since Easter. On Pentecost, we are also made aware of the fact that the Holy Spirit helps us to pray. Last week, in his Wednesday general audience, Pope Francis reflected on prayer, on that raising of mind and heart to God. And the Pope said, "Prayer is a bulwark. It is man's refuge before the flood wave of evil that grows in the world. On closer inspection, we also pray to be saved from ourselves. It is important to pray, 'Lord, please save me from myself, from my ambitions, from my passions.'" These are the words of Pope Francis that he spoke on Wednesday, the 27th of May this year. We can say Jesus is Lord, as St. Paul states in the second reading, because when we acknowledge that he is Lord also of ourselves, we can have the confidence that with his help we can be saved from disordered ambitions and passions. We can be freed from the thoughts that gnaw away on our hearts, that come in the dark of the night, thoughts that rob us of our peace of heart. There is no dark secret, no deep-rooted sin, no past or present failing that Christ cannot wash away with his blood poured out on the cross, if we only ask for forgiveness. And for those who are consumed by passions, those who